Germany. There's the woman, there's the beast. Very unmistakable. There's the flag of Europe. And so I could show you dozens of these things. When we first had elections, direct elections to the European Parliament in 1979, a stamp from Britain had the woman and the beast on it. This one is actually an illustration from Brussels Airport Lounge, the woman and the beast. Brussels is the gateway to the Parliament building. So you go into Brussels Airport, most people go in by air or train, and this is what you see if you go into the lounge there. Mystery Babylon. Who is this Mystery Babylon, the woman riding the beast? This is what Revelation chapter 17 says in verses 4 to 9. I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. Upon her forehead was written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. We've been warned. Rome sits upon seven hills. This is where it's coming from. This is the Greek 2 euro coin, the woman riding the beast. So that's common currency. This was particularly interesting. I've never seen this in anyone else's presentation. Two members from our church went out to Breisach in Germany, and the gentleman you see here, he's a member of our church, he speaks German, and he was able to work out what was going on. This is where the first meetings took place that led to the formation of the European Union. And the event has been commemorated with this weird statue, the beast, the bull, rising up out of the little square here in front of the church, ridden by the woman, the whore church, riding the beast. Here's another one. And they say, not me, this is what they say, it represents the beginnings of a new Europe. A very sinister statue, I think. This is a cut-down version of what this says. It's actually a bit longer. I couldn't get it all on. But this is what the actual inscription on this plaque says. Europe reaches for the stars. Greek mythology tells of Zeus' transformation into a bull. On his back, he carries the king's daughter, Europa, from the east to westwards to the land called after her. As if rising through the waves of the sea, the bull rises from the stones of the paved plaza. Europa's hands, feet, and motion symbolize the beginnings of a new Europe. So they said that Breisach, where this sculpture stands, is where the earliest discussions took place, leading eventually to the Treaty of Rome that laid the EU foundation stone. So please be in no doubt what the new Europe is, where it comes from, what its inspiration is, what the spiritual truth behind it is. This is there in their own words. Again, another view of it. Well, we know that Daniel the prophet saw these four world empires. The fourth and final beast, Rome, is rising again in Europe. The woman on the beast, of course, as I'm sure most of you know, is the one world church which will eventually be based in Rome. I think you will have elements of moderate Islam and other denominations as well. The things that Rick Warren is working towards, unifying everything, multi-faith. Tony Blair is doing the same thing, bringing people together, ecumenical movements all around the world. I could talk for an hour about it. Where is it heading? It's heading towards a super church, and I believe that will be based in Rome. Where's America in all this, people ask? Well, I believe the North American Union will probably be one of the powerful regions of the final beast empire. But of course, the good news for us is that God then comes back as a rock. The Lord smashes this evil empire and sets up his kingdom, which will last for 1,000 years initially. Here is that stamp I told you about. Again, the woman riding the beast. I can't think that all this is accidental. They choose the same motif over and over and over again. It's just, I've never seen it used anywhere else. When they wanted to give a present to Mr. Putin in Russia, they said, here, have the woman on the beast. They gave him this statue, and it's a modernistic version, but that's what it is. And they named this square in front of a big railway station in Moscow, Europa Square. These are the flags of the countries of Europe. And they gave Russia a statue of the woman on the beast, which I thought was rather a curious thing to give them. I'm sure the Moscovites were impressed. The beast, Antichrist, turns on the woman, the one world church, and destroys her midway through the 7-year great tribulation period, the time of Jacob's trouble. And a new world religion comes in, worshipping Antichrist. Again, You can read about it in Revelation 17, verse 16. And the 10 horns, which I believe are world rulers, which you saw, and the beast, Antichrist, this is paraphrased, these will hate the harlot and will make her desolate and naked and will burn her up with fire. That will be the fate of the world church that's now being so carefully put together. The moderates of all religions. We are actually the people who are the trouble, according to Tony Blair and Rick Warren, fundamentalists, people who actually believe the Bible to be the word of God. You know, we're extremists in their view, and they think that if only we could be got out of the way, everyone could come together in peace and harmony, you see. So we are on a countdown to the man who will unite the world temporarily, Antichrist. He will unite the whole world under one government. This money crash that's happening right now, I believe, is leading very rapidly towards it. You will be told very shortly that there are only global solutions to these problems. They're far too great for any one country to manage. Even today, as I was watching the news, banks around the world, central banks, the Bank of England, the Bank of Japan, the Bank of Canada, European Central Bank and others, the US Federal Reserve, they put in $180 billion together in a concerted effort to underpin the tottering world economy. Ron Paul said they're all sort of working together to do this. Well, we know that eventually they're going to say, well, we've got to work as one authority, one monetary authority, otherwise the whole world's going to crash and collapse and burn. And that's when you will see fairly rapidly the one world money come in and cash will crash in a flash. So Antichrist will have the political entity and the one world religion eventually. All on earth will have to worship him or take the consequences. The Bible's prophecies are coming true in the daily news, the headlines. It's incredible. Behind it, you have the same sinister influences of secret societies. Here, of course, is the dollar bill with the eye in the triangle, the eye of Horus on the top, announcing the new world order around the bottom. There it is. I'm sure that you read it if ever you read your money. This is the seal, the great seal of the Illuminati, one of the secret societies which is behind a lot of all this. And again, I got this from the Illuminati's own website, which I'm not able to break into anymore, but I could get into it at one stage. Very interesting. We picked up this illustration anyway. And in Europe, you see very carefully disguised and a very harmless looking illustration. Pretty girl, you see, there she is. There's the triangle, the eye in the triangle, you see. That's there for those in the know, just as a little inside joke, I suspect. They don't think that many, many people will understand what that means. Well, unfortunately, I do. It's the eye and the triangle. The same thing, you see. There's been a long-term move and bid to make nation states obsolete. Even as far back as 1995, the then Secretary of State, Warren Christopher, said of the transatlantic free trade area, the long-term objective is the integration of the economies of North America and Europe, consistent with the World Trade Organization. Just about trade sounds good. But what happens when you merge your countries? You're no longer in charge of your own country. This was the Polish Prime Minister. And when he came in a couple of years back, he went out, he decided that he'd bring in the death penalty, which would have been abolished previously. And also he clamped down on so-called gay rights. Well, he announced his intention. And he was fairly innocent and naive, obviously, because the EU summoned him over to Brussels and said, you can't do that. He was given a dressing down. So, oh dear, so I can't. That's when he realized where the power lay. Not with the nation state anymore, you see. It's been taken over. I put this in because, quite interesting, it shows you that you can fight back and make a little dent in their plan sometimes. This is one of our really great politicians. We know him very well. His name is Gerald Howarth. And he is the member of the parliament, the British parliament, for the area that I edited a newspaper in for 21 years. And he found out that it was a crime, a criminal offense, to put the Union Jack on our car number plates, you see. And so he put one on anyway. And Pat, my wife, wrote a story about it. It was our front page lead. It's a crime to be patriotic. Anyway, this was picked up by television, and to cut a long story short, a big fuss. At last, the British woke up about something. This was something they could understand, you see. We want to be able to put our flag on our number plates, not have the stars of Europe. Most number plates in Britain are issued with the stars of Europe there, right there. So anyway, this was raised in Parliament, And for once, the lethargic British people woke up and they demanded to be allowed to do this. So we got that reversed, actually, and it all started from Pat's story. So we now can put our Union Jack on our number plates. The fact we haven't got a country hasn't dawned on most of the people, but nevertheless, we've still got a flag for the time being.